This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Conditions in New Orleans continue to deteriorate 3 days after Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast. The city's mayor now predicts the death toll there will be in the hundreds and possibly the thousands. Army engineers are still working to repair damaged levees, and much of the city is still flooded. Today, the evacuation of the Superdome in New Orleans has been temporarily suspended because of shots fired at a military helicopter. NPR's Philip Davis is following the story from Lafayette, Louisiana, and he joins me now. Philip, so a helicopter was shot at, what, from the Superdome?
Well, this is a very disheartening development for everybody in New Orleans who are desperate to get out. But apparently, early this morning, shots were fired at a Chinook helicopter that was flying over the Superdome. The gunman hasn't been found. They're not quite sure from what direction the shots came from. And until the situation is under control, the evacuation of all those thousands of refugees from the Superdome to Houston has been put on hold. The National Guard is rushing about 100 extra military police to the area to see if they can find this person and to add a measure of security to the area, because the people who are doing the evacuation feel that the situation is getting out of control. This is really just bad news for these 20,000 refugees who yesterday got some good news that the state of Texas was willing to host them at the Astrodome in Houston in much better air condition and sanitary conditions. Already almost 500 buses are assembling in New Orleans to take these people out, but these gunshots have just made the process that much more complicated.
And what generally is the situation this morning in New Orleans?
You can't say the situation is good, but at least one thing seems to have stabilized, and that's the leaks in the levees around the city, mainly because the water level in the city is now pretty much equal to the water level in Lake Pontchartrain. The Army Corps of Engineers reports that the soil in New Orleans was pretty dry because they had had lower than normal amounts of rainfall over the last couple of months, and so the water levels should start going down in New Orleans. All that's going to give the Army Corps of Engineers and others a bit of breathing room to close off these breaks in the levees. They're going to start dropping concrete barriers, highway barriers, and 12,000-pound sandbags in the breaches of these levees. See if that'll close them up. And of course, they're trying to deal with the terrible living conditions and the insecurity in the city.
Well, yeah, insecurity. The mayor of New Orleans has reassigned 1,500 police to try to restore some sort of law and order there.
Yeah, that's right. Ray Nagin, the mayor, ordered virtually every one of his police officers to hold off on search and rescue operations for now and just concentrate on going back to patrolling the street. The looting has just gotten out of control. I mean, it started as food and water and diapers, but now people have gotten access to guns. They're stealing anything they can carry, electronics, even fuel out of cars. Nagin says anyone caught looting will be incarcerated. Where they're going to be incarcerated is unclear because the jail is closed. But in any event, the governor is also mobilizing 5,000 more state guardsmen to help stop this crime wave, I guess is how you have to characterize it.
And city officials have ordered everyone still in the city now to evacuate, not just those in the Superdome, but you know, a lot of people are still in their attics.
It's true. I mean, the people who are there didn't leave because they maybe didn't have the resources to get out of town. They may not have had cars, but this evacuation has to be done. The standing water is going to be in the city for weeks and weeks to come. The mayor estimates it's going to be 12 to 16 weeks. That's 3 to 4 months before power is completely restored. And it's just going to be a horrible health situation. This standing water, there's dead bodies, unfortunately, in the water. There's fecal matter. It's a very serious situation in terms of a possible disease threat. And, of course, there's also the insecurity as well. People just are not safe there. And so that's why, if you can, everyone has to get out.
Thanks very much, NPR's Philip Davis, speaking from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Thank you.